on In Focus. I'm Brandon Peoples. As we continue our conversation, Mayor Mike Dodson had to step out and had some other business to get to, but we're going to continue our conversation with Downtown Manhattan Executive Director Gina Scroggs here as we continue on. We've been talking about all the stuff going on this weekend, mostly with Thanksgiving tomorrow and the stuff going on Friday, but Saturday is a huge day, especially for Downtown Manhattan, Gina. Small Business Saturday.
It is. Small Business Saturday is a day to celebrate local business. I like to say that it's not just Saturday, but every day that we want you to make that intentional decision to shop local and support your local community. You can do so much business locally. It's not just about retail. It's also about local restaurants. Choose your service businesses as local folks as well, and try to make that concerted effort all year long. But yes, Small Business Saturday is a day to celebrate the small business retailers and restaurant owners in our community that really slog it out every day and try to compete with the internet, which is no easy task anymore these days. So I really think of it more as a celebration and just encourage our community to come out and make that intentional purchase. I also like to remind the community that if for every $100 that you spend locally, 73 of those dollars remain in this community. And that cannot be said at all for an online purchase. So I understand online is convenient and everybody's got to do it sometimes, but the impact of the local dollar on our economy is tremendous, and it certainly makes a dent during the holiday season. So we'd just like everybody to come on out on Saturday. All of our retailers are there ready for the holiday shopping season and ready for you to come in and support what they've got going on.
There's so many perks to going shopping downtown. I mean, you got family in town. Maybe this is their first trip to Manhattan. So perfect opportunity to display all these different businesses that do hard work here every day.
That's right. That's right. Just real quickly, and a reminder, I know the mayor had touched on this when he was here last segment, but Festival of Lights lighting ceremony can also be tied into small business and local business people coming together to make that happen. And there's honestly not that many people involved in that. The original group of people is very small. Two women, local women in our community, actually make that event, you know, really shine and happen and do a lot of the legwork. So it is truly a local effort. And it's so much fun, and it's growing bigger every year, and the best thing we can actually hope for is nice weather.
Yeah. Well, and I imagine some businesses downtown on Friday will maybe stay open a little later?
Absolutely. It's a what happens at the Blue Earth Plaza all season long for those 5 or 6 weeks, actually, that it's all lighted down there is a huge impact for the core downtown. Blue Earth Plaza is technically part of downtown. Those are all of our businesses and our park. So we truly appreciate the private dollars that have gone into the Festival of Lights and the fact that it's there for 5 or 6 weeks this whole holiday season, because it does have a really positive impact on our local restaurants and local retailers and in the mall, and even the AMC Theater sees a boost to their sales.
And I imagine there are, but do you know of any perks maybe that are going to be happening on Saturday? Maybe not for one specific business, but are a lot of businesses planning anything extra special here for Saturday?
I would have to say no. We did that during Holiday Open House, which occurred in back a couple weeks ago. That's our big kickoff to the holiday retail shopping season. And like I said, Small Business Saturday is more of a celebration of our retailers, the people, mm-hmm. Because we really do want you to shop local more often than just this coming up Saturday.
All right. So that's obviously a big deal here, and obviously you can shop there all the time here throughout the year, but again, the emphasis on Saturday. Also want to talk about some free horse-drawn carriage rides coming up.
Yes, this is a huge hit with our community, and we've actually started recognizing or seeing a pretty significant regional draw to this event. We've been doing this for about 15 years, and this year we actually had to add a third carriage and a third team of horses because we haven't been able to keep up with the demand of the people that are wanting to ride these horses through the lights. So what it is we at Blue Earth Plaza, where the Christmas tree, the tallest Christmas tree in Kansas and the tallest one in the nation using the pixelated technology that they have. I don't know if anybody's told you that. But the carriage rides also pick up at Blue Earth Plaza, pick up and drop off. It's free for everyone who wants to ride. We have some fantastic sponsors that keep it free. Again, local people. Little Apple Optimist and WTC are our sponsors on those carriage rides. And they run every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from November 30th through December 22nd, with the exception of the night of the parade, which, of course, is Friday, December 7th, because the carriage is taking Santa to the tree in Aggieville, so we can't be having carriage rides that night. But we have noticed a really neat thing that's happened over the last 6-7 years. People who ride those carriages want to and just organically have been trying to donate money to the drivers, just like tip money. And we thought, where could we put this money? And so this year we've come up with a partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Riley County, and they are actually going to be the recipient of any tip money that you feel you want to give to the drivers will go right back into the Big Brothers Big Sisters program of Riley County. So pretty neat to have those guys be the recipient. It can be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 depending on how the weather is and how many people come out.
It's one of my favorite organizations to give to here. They do such good work within our communities. Mentoring is such an important thing for kids, you know.
It absolutely is. And I heard Tara, the executive director, say the other day that everybody needs a friend. Mm-hmm. And she's absolutely right about that. And Big Brothers Big Sisters staff and bigs, along with some of the littles, will be out every day of the carriage rides, volunteering and reaching the community and trying to share their program information and encouraging people to become bigs. I mean, there's definitely a need. We need more bigs in this community.
Absolutely. Need's always there. And again, it continues Friday, Saturday, and Sundays through December 22nd. The Jingle Bell Bash family event also coming up as well.
Yes. This is a brand new event for us. This will benefit the Flint Hills Volunteer Center. We surveyed a lot of the general public every year. We send out a big, massive survey and get a lot of response and feedback. And one of the things that we've been told over the last couple of years is that there needs to be affordable indoor Christmas or holiday activities for children. It's, as we all know, it gets pretty expensive this time of year, especially if you have kids. So we really wanted to put together this event that your entire family could come to. We only charge for the child $8 for the child, and everybody in the whole family can come. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles. It'll be at the Wareham. It's Santa will be there to visit with the kids, and we have a putt-putt mini golf that's all structured around holiday themes. We'll have a hot chocolate bar. We'll have cookie decorating and crafts, and a caricature artist will be there. So that's something that will be neat, not something you usually see or come away with from an event. But that's on Sunday, December 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. And you can go to our website. Again, that's www.downtownmhk.com to get your tickets. And we just we want everybody in the family to come on out and hang out with your kids and let your kids just have a really great time indoors. So that's what we're doing.
All right. A lot of good stuff coming up here. And again, the emphasis here tomorrow, anyone can come out for the Thanksgiving lunch at Old Chicago, 11 to 2, and free will donations accepted there. We've got the mayor's tree lighting ceremony Friday, small business Saturday, coming up this Saturday, and then the big parade December 7th. Those are the main highlights here. A lot of cool stuff going on downtown.
I just wanted to say one other thing about becoming a, if you are interested in being in the parade, we would love to have you. You don't need to be a business. You don't need to be an organization. You don't need to, you can be friends and neighbors. The only stipulation is that you bring canned food items and that you are lighted. So we've really issued a challenge to some of our local neighborhoods, neighborhood associations, to come out as your friends and neighbors and bring your dogs and bring your strollers and bring your wagons and light everybody up. And Hobby Lobby has some really fun stuff you can wear on your head and wrap around your neck and wrap around your body and just walk that route. And so we just really want the whole community to be a part of this.
So let's say Nick wanted to put some Christmas lights in his beard. Could he do that and walk around?
He totally could.
What about ornaments, too? I could probably throw some ornaments in there along with it if we wanted to.
Absolutely.
We'll take it. Maybe we should have the ugly sweater contest entry, and you could do that, too, and hang ornaments from your beard along with your lovely sweater.
And then some lights. Ooh, I bet it looked like a nice tree. Maybe some garland, popcorn. We can make this work.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
what I'm talking about.
Hook me up with some of the materials, and I'll get this done.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it. All right. Gina, appreciate you coming on. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving blessings to all of you.
All right. We'll continue on in focus after these words here on News Radio KMAN.